Okay, this is our Andrea. Well, I don't know what she's going to say, but we like it.
That just means you guys have to applaud really loud whether you like it or not. That's a good one. So the pressure isn't on me to make it really sound good.
And besides, we're going to join Michael next week, aren't we?
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's been wanting to do something, so. I want to talk about testing your faith. And I had a summer that wasn't really that great. And as I talked to friends as time went on, I found out that a lot of people were kind of having rough times. I mean, everyone I talked to, it was like I would tell my tale of woe. Well, they would tell their tale of woe. And I felt that my angels had just left. You know, I told Michael at one time, I said, you know, I don't know, maybe everything that we've been learning and believed and thought to be true, you know, maybe it's just not even true. I said, because I don't feel like the angels are helping us. Because by golly, if they were helping us, things would be going a whole lot smoother, right? I mean, if they were helping us, then this would happen, and this would happen, and this would happen. Because in my perfect world, things go as planned. You line it up, and you know, it goes like this. But they kept putting obstacles in the way. They kept missing steps and taking this out and taking that out. And that's really frustrating for someone who's somewhat of a control freak over having things laid out and then those things not going the way they're supposed to go. So I would get very frustrated, and I would just allow myself to dig deeper and deeper into that waters of despair and despair. And all along, I knew the angels were nowhere around, nowhere to be found. And one Sunday, I went to church, and I was sitting in the carriage house. I was setting up for Fellowship Sunday, and someone else was in there, and we were telling our tales of woe. And we were trying to outwoe each other. My problem is far worse than yours, and I would go on to it, and on she would go, and hers would be a bit worse. Well, then this happened in my life. Well, then this happened. And at one point, you know, we both started laughing because we realized what was happening. And in my mind, you know, the angels are not watching me. The angels have just left the building. So we go into church, and she sat behind me, and we're sitting there, and I'm, you know, listening, and Millie gets up and gives this talk. And she talks about, and I wish I could remember this better. She gives the inspirational reading. And basically it said, have you ever been sick and tried to tell somebody how sick you were? Well, then they have to try and tell you that they're sicker than you. And when you've got two people in that situation, you're never going to out-sick them or out-woe them because, you know, their drama is far worse than yours. And I looked back and looked at her, and we both just started laughing. That made me think. I got to thinking that, you know, either Millie was standing outside the carriage house listening to us, which I really don't think she was, because when we came in, she was already in there. Or maybe the angels really were kind of watching us. Maybe it wasn't just me trying to do everything. Maybe they were trying to help me, and I was just ignoring their help. Which is really easy to do when things don't go the way you want them to go. And, you know, I remember all the lessons you hear that since, you know, you've been in Millie's classes and you come to Forum and you go to church and you spend time with these people, you know, there's a time and a place for everything. And the angels, you know, they help you and they guide you. They don't make decisions for you, but they help you. And all these lessons kept coming through, and you know, there's a reason why these things happen that aren't so great. Well, I'm sorry, I could not see any reason or any good coming out of why these things were going on. And I thought, you know, maybe the angels went on vacation because all these other people I know are having a hard time too. But then I really started observing. I tend to be an observer. I do very well observing. And I started noticing that all the sermons on Sunday church usually were dealing directly with a thought I had that morning. Especially the negative, because I'm going to tell you something. I was in that negative and nobody was going to pull me out. Millie even gave a talk about when you're not happy, sometimes it's good to fake it, you know, put on a smile in that. Well, you know, the only smile I wanted to give was that smirk, you know, that just, oh, I didn't want to be happy. I wanted to be in that, those dark waters of despair. For some reason, that felt good to me, but when I started seeing these little glimpses that, you know, a song would touch me a certain way. The inspirational reading would be about something. The talks. Everybody was talking about what I was going through. I started thinking that maybe the angels were watching me. Maybe they were just watching me and they weren't helping. Which, you know, I thought, okay, well, evidently I have done something wrong to deserve this. What have I done? I'm a good person, you know. I've done this. I mean, poor Michael, he just would be like, well, remember what Millie teaches and remember the classes. Like, you know what, I really am getting tired of hearing this because I don't want to hear that right now, you know. And I mean, I'm sure we've all been in it, and maybe someday I won't go in those negative places, but I was in a really negative place for a few months. I mean, it felt like a few months, maybe it was a few weeks, but for me it felt like a long time because, and I didn't want to hear all that positive stuff, you know, put on a smile and pray to your angels and da-da-da-da. Well, I was laying in bed one night, and I thought, you know, I just don't understand what's going on. My problem was with my car. Every time we put money into it, something else would go wrong, and the bill kept getting bigger and bigger each time. And it was frustrating. And there were other little things going on, too, that just, it was overwhelming. You know, and I'm laying in bed one night, and I said, God, why aren't you helping me? And it was like immediately, as soon as that was out of my mouth, I thought, oh my gosh, I haven't asked for help. All these 2 months, I've been going through this, I have been complaining that the angels aren't helping, that God has forsaken me, that maybe my whole belief system that I have worked so hard to really get to that knowing, that I know beyond a shadow of doubt, that has just been shaken and I've been questioning it and I forgot to ask for help. You know, God says in the Bible, ask and you shall receive. You have to ask. They're waiting there. I mean, they are waiting there at the door, but it's just like guests. You can open the door and stand there and say hello, but until you come in, they're just not going to push their way in. And that's how the angels work. They're not going to take over our control. They're not going to come in and just say, okay, you step aside, we're going to do all this for you. But I wanted them to do that. And they weren't doing it. Well, for one thing, because I didn't ask. So I really had a heart-to-heart, and I really started asking. And I really started praying, you know, that things would go better. And all of a sudden, it seemed like things started going better. There wasn't quite the drama. You know, it's like now I felt like I had my hold again. And I got to thinking, what did I learn in those times? There's always got to be something that I learned. And what I learned is that it's okay to question your faith. Because when you are questioning, you're seeking the answers and you're not just going blindly by what anybody says. When you're questioning, you're going to find the answers that fit you. And not everybody, just because we all go to the same church, just because we all have the basic core belief, does not mean that our foundation and our belief throughout every bit of our life is the same. We have to find what fits for us. It's like a really good pair of shoes. You find a good pair of shoes, I may love them. Me and my time on and say, oh my gosh, those hurt my feet so bad. They may be way too big for someone else. They may be too small for someone else. You have to find what fits you in your spiritual belief. And that's what questioning your faith does. When you question, you search out your answers, and you find it. I really realized for me that my biggest thing was asking. And letting things go the way they're supposed to go. Because there is a reason why everything happens. And nobody said, here, get on this spiritual path. It will be so easy, you are not even going to believe it. Things will just drop your way. You're never going to have any thorn. Now your rose bushes won't have thorns on them. They're still going to smell pretty and look pretty, but No, Florence, that doesn't happen. And the minute you say, oh, I can handle this, this is not a problem, I guarantee you there's going to come something up for you to prove to yourself, and this is something else. You don't have to prove it to the angels and God because they pretty much know what you're going to do. You have to prove it to yourself, and that puts in concrete what your belief is, that you can get past whatever that is. That if you got angry at somebody last time and you say, okay, next time I'm not going to get angry at somebody, I guarantee you, for me it happens within minutes. It's like, okay, here comes, you know, then I get to see. And I fail that test a lot of times. A lot of times when I say, you know what, I know I'm done with this, I know I'm over it, okay, I'm going to handle this situation better next time, there I go again. It's just each time it seems like I pull myself out of it, I recognize, oh, I'm doing that again, and I can get out of it faster. So it's being aware and being alert and knowing that, you know, you're going to have things come up because it's life, and that's okay. And, you know, you are in control of your life, but sometimes what I think that I need and I want and this is really right for me is not necessarily right for me. And so when all of a sudden I'm going down that road and there's a big boulder in the way and now I have to go this way or this way, or I can try and plow right through it, which is going to make me very frustrated and put me in that negative spot for the however weeks and months I allow it to go, that maybe that boulder's there because somebody wants me to look to the right or to the left and see what else is out there. Maybe there's somebody else that needs something instead of just me, me, me. Maybe there's something that I need to learn. So when those boulders get put there, instead of getting angry and feeling like God has forsaken me and now the angels have just dumped this on me and they're not helping me, I need to stop and say, okay, maybe this isn't the time for this particular thing. I've had so many plans in the last few months that I knew that this was right, and I, by golly, I was going to do it. And I'm having these boulders dropping left and right. And at one point, I'm just going, oh, you know, I just don't understand it. The time isn't right. Evidently, there's other things to do. Evidently, it's not meant for me to do this and this and this. You know, when my car was going through that whole thing, I was so wrapped up in that. That was a drama for me. And I went into work. Keep hitting that. I went into work, and one of the gals I worked with just opened up and started telling me that her daughter, just 2 days before, had tried to commit suicide, and, you know, she's just going on and on and on. And I thought, oh, my gosh, my car's dying. It's just an object. You know, it dies, well, it's only money. Her child almost killed herself. I don't have to worry about my kids. You have to start being thankful, too, when you've got these dramas going on. At one point, you have to unfocus on you and look at other people and realize that, you know, I was able at that point to think, oh my gosh, my problem is so small. I mean, it's just so minute. It's actually kind of stupid when you think about it. And I opened my heart up and wanted to help her. And that felt good, and that helped me grow another step. That helped lay another brick on my foundation, my spiritual belief in that, that, you know, we got to take our focus off of us. When you're in that area, it's so easy to just focus on you and what's going wrong, but it makes it a whole lot easier if you can get your focus off you and try and help someone else. And I have found that started happening all around. I said, well, you know what? I have some information that could help her. And now here it is, a couple of months later, she's told me, thank you. My daughter's doing so much better because of this information I gave her. That makes me feel so good. So I started kind of looking for other little things that, you know, somebody would say something. It's like, well, you know what? I might could help you with that. Or I might have some advice on that or an idea. And I thought, just in the last couple of weeks, I've got these people coming in and saying, you know, a couple of months ago, you told me about this or you did this, and I just want to thank you for it because it's really made a difference. And that feels so much better. My car just had another major thing, and you know what? It's like we made it through it. It's still got another problem now, but you know what? I'm not worried about it because I know that whatever's going on, the angels are helping and guiding me. And I know that there's a reason for it. I know now that I'm where I'm supposed to be, and I need to be happy and satisfied, and that when it's time for me to move on, then it will happen, because when it's time to move on from one place to another, it happens fairly smoothly. You hear people say, you know, I was thinking about changing jobs, and boom, another job opens. And when things are meant to happen, they know the timing a whole lot better than we do. I try to take control and grab those reins, and I have my steps lined out, 1, 2, 3, 4, of how it should go, and sometimes that's just not the way it's supposed to go. And I've learned a lot of lessons, and I've had a lot of healing this last summer through all this. I started beating myself up, after I realized how negative I'd been and how kind of nasty I'd been. I was like, oh my gosh. No, I then started the old beat yourself up. And I had a couple of things that I was going through and that I've just dealt with, and I've not understood it. And one thing I just said, you know, God, I'd really like it if I didn't have to deal with this anymore, if it could just be gone. And it's interesting because magically, it seems to just have disappeared. It's gone. And it was something, it was an emotion that I had that just constantly seemed to rule my life, and it just seems like it's gone. And it's been tested a few times. And I go, oh, I should be feeling this old emotion coming back. And I think, but you know what? It's not there. And you know how good that is? That feels so good. When you can start moving through your life and getting rid of some of this negative luggage and start replacing it with peace and love and hope, it makes such a big difference in your life. I've had so many God stories going through all this, that when we were going through this negative, I probably could have seen it, but I don't think I wanted to. I mean, I think we all like to be in that place sometimes, but it just feels better because then you don't have to feel bad about yourself. So I had a lot of God stories for this. So sometimes it's okay to go down into the deep, dark pits of despair. It's just, don't wallow there too long and don't get negative. See if there's a lesson down there that you need to get. Pull it out. Ask God for help. And it's amazing, you know, the healing, what can come through when you ask for it is truly a miracle in itself. And I'm very grateful for my angels, and I'm very grateful for my belief and the knowing that I have, that God and my angel friends are there all the time. Even when I am basically telling them that they're not there and kind of bad-mouthing them, they're still there, just waiting, just waiting. All I have to do is ask. Next time you go in that thought, really be observant and hear what song comes on the radio, what somebody says. Somebody may call you. You may go to church and hear something of exactly what you were thinking that morning. And that is your proof that they were in your bedroom with you when you were getting dressed and you were thinking that. You may not even have to voice it. You just think that, and then you go somewhere and somebody says something exactly what you're thinking, and you know. And those are all the little bricks in our foundation that God shows us. And when we decide to be observant and start watching us, the gifts start coming in and the miracles start coming in, and it truly is a good thing. And that's it.